The Chancellor's used his speech to the Conservative Party conference to announce some big changes to the way English councils get their money and attempt to win over some Labour voters. Anna Jones is at the event in Manchester. Anna, George Osborne was quite explicit about the last point, wasn't he?
Yeah, he really didn't mess around. He admitted a lot of workers might not have trusted the Tories enough to vote for them at the last election in May, but they need to know that he's on their side. He took a swipe at Labour for electing a very left-wing leader in Jeremy Corbyn as well.
So to these working people who have been completely abandoned by a party heading off to the fringes of the left, let us all here today extend our hand.
And it's not just Labour's voters that George Osborne's been flirting with. He's also announced the former Labour Transport Secretary, Lord Adonis, is quitting the party to become a crossbench peer, heading up a new independent group, which will keep an eye on what the country builds. That's a bit of a kick for Jeremy Corbyn's party, as Lord Adonis was a big player in Tony Blair's time.
And were there any new policies in the Chancellor's speech?
Well, he claims he's embarking on the biggest transfer of power to local government in England in living memory.
We're going to allow local government to keep the rates they collect from business. That's right, all £26 billion of business rates will be kept by councils instead of being sent up to Whitehall.
The idea is to give councils an incentive to encourage growth in their areas, because at the moment a fair chunk of that money gets sent into Whitehall and then redistributed around the country. Labour's pretty critical of all this, saying in a half-hour speech there was no mention of cuts to tax credits or job losses at the Redcar Steelworks.
And anti-poverty protests at the conference have got a bit nasty in places as well, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Some of the delegates trying to actually get into the conference have been attacked, being egged or even spat at on occasion. One of the most high-profile protesters here, singer Charlotte Church, says she doesn't agree with this and has issued an apology.
Whoever, the person who got spat in the face, I'm sure it was a horrible experience, and I plan to write an open letter on behalf of the majority of the people who were protesting that day, just to say we're really sorry and this isn't what it's about.
She'll be at another public meeting against austerity in the city this evening, along with Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn.
OK, Anna Jones in Manchester, thanks very much.